a time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, guys? This is End Time Headlines. It is Thursday, September 8th, and we are rounding off to close to the 8 p.m. Eastern hour. We want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. We typically come on here during the day, but we are on here a little bit later this evening. So we hope that we catch some of you guys on here that typically are not able to come and join us on our live broadcast. If this is your first time joining us or first time watching any of our live segments, please let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. If you're a return viewer, we always like to hear from you where you guys are joining us from. And so we can acknowledge that. So before we get started, guys, we want to encourage you to download our free app. Again, it's available free on Apple and Android. That way you can keep up with our ministry on every angle, whether it be headlines or podcasts like this one. Again, it's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's free. If you're listening by Spotify or by Apple, you just go to your Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo, get it downloaded for free, push yes to push notifications, and you're all set to go, and you'll be notified of every headline and every podcast when it's available. I want to talk tonight for the next few moments about the Shemitah cycle warning. The Shemitah cycle warning. Now, what in the world are we talking about? Let me give you a verse of scripture here. This is Leviticus. We're in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 through 5. This is Leviticus 25, 1 through 5. If you're watching the visual of this, we'll pull this up on the screen for you. Then the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and saying to them, when you come into the land that I give you, the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord." This is a Sabbath rest. "For 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its fruits. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of complete rest for the land." The Jews understand this as the Shemitah. On the seventh year, there should be a Sabbath of complete rest for the land. "A Sabbath for the Lord, you shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard, and that which grows by itself from your harvest, you shall not reap nor gather the grapes of your unpruned vines, for it is a year of complete rest for the land." Now, we're going to get a little bit deeper in this tonight. So I want to encourage you to hang in there with me for a few minutes as we explain a little bit more into this. Again, according to Orthodox Judaism, the current seven-year Shemitah cycle will end and a new seven-year Shemitah cycle begins, watch this, when Rosh Hashanah arrives on the evening of September 25th. Now, again, on our calendar, this is when this is going to take place. So this Shemitah cycle, again, will begin. The new cycle begins on the evening of September 25th. The Sabbath year, or Hebrew literally means, the Shemitah in Hebrew means release. It's also called the sabbatical year, literally, or the seventh, or Sabbath of the land. It's the seventh year of the seven-year agricultural cycle, mandated in the Torah. That's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, your first five books of the Bible, in the land of Israel, and is observed there by those who understand this. During the Shemitah, this is very important to understand this, the land is left to lie fallow, and all agricultural activity, including plowing, planting, pruning, and harvesting, is forbidden by Jewish law. Now, even other cultivation techniques such as watering, fertilization, weeding, spraying, trimming, and mowing may be performed as preventative measure only, not to improve the growth of trees or other plants. Additionally, any fruits or herbs which grow of their own accord and where no watch is kept over them, they are deemed ownerless and may be picked by anyone. Now, this was all, again, when we read that in Leviticus, and I'm going to show you another scripture in just a second, this was observed. And again, these things are observed perpetually. This, you know, I know, you know, we're no longer under the law. We understand that. But I'm telling you, these seven feasts, the seven major feasts of Israel, they are continual, perpetual feasts for perpetual generations. And these, the Sabbath of the land, different traditions like such as this, these are still observed. And if you'll hang on, because you're probably on here like, what in the world? Why do I care about this, Brother Rick? Yeah, I don't really care about this. I'm not Jewish. I don't go out here. I'm not a farmer. I don't agricultural. You know, I don't have land that I have to till or anything like this. I understand that. But this cycle seems to have a pattern with the economies of the world in this seven-year cyclical pattern. And that's what I want to show you tonight. So again, we read to Leviticus 25, 15. But when we go to, let me pull up another scripture here, and I'm going to read this to you. Now, this is going to be in Deuteronomy. So bear with me as I pull this up here. This is in Deuteronomy 15, verses 1 and 2. This is Deuteronomy 15, 1 and 2. At the end of every 7 years, the Shemitah, you shall grant a relinquishing of debts. Now, remember what I said, Shemitah, what is it? What does it mean in Hebrew? Release. It's the 7 year, and then there's a release. This is the manner of relinquishing. Every creditor that has loaned anything to his neighbor shall relinquish it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's relinquishment. Now, this is interesting. Now, how many would like to have, now look, I'm sure most of you are like, I'm not Jewish. I'm not Torah observant. I'm not under the law. These things don't apply to me. But I'm pretty sure that if the government instituted this law and you had a whole lot of debt and they sent you a notice saying it's the year of the Shemitah, and because it's the Shemitah year, your debt is released, I'm pretty sure that most of you probably wouldn't argue against that. Now, I do find it interesting that we are in the Shemitah cycle. As we speak, this is the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. And the current president, Joe Biden, just did a student loan debt release. Now, look, I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. I'm just saying I think it's interesting. That's all I'm saying. That, again, according to your Bible, and Leviticus and Deuteronomy, this was something that they acknowledged and they observed and they practiced. Now, let me get back up here. I want to continue on here. Again, according to Orthodox Judaism, the last day of every Shemitah year falls on Elul 29. Again, now, if that sounds familiar to you, because that's when you're in that 40-day cycle of Teshuvah, which we are in it. The day right before Rosh Hashanah on the biblical calendar. Consequently, listen to me, there have been some huge stock market crashes on Elul 29. Now, on our calendar, you go pull up your calendar right now and you'll look and see Rosh Hashanah this year falls in this month between September 25th and 27th. So Elul 29, again, the day before Rosh Hashanah would be what? September 24th. However, that falls on a Saturday. Now, the stock markets usually run between Monday and Friday. So I'm going to show you now, if this Shemitah, if there's anything to the Shemitah cycle and things start rolling, be aware of the week of September 23rd to the 27th. That would be a week that I would be really paying attention to. Again, let me say that again. September 23rd to the September 27th. Why? Because of this Shemitah cycle. Now you say, what do you mean? All right. Remember, I told you, consequently, when we take a look back in history, some of the largest economic shakeups, consequently, now I could go back farther than 2001, but just for sake of time and because of the age gap that we have that we're speaking to here today, I'm going to go to September 17, 2001, which, by the way, corresponded with Elul 29 on the biblical calendar. Now, did anything happen on September 17, 2001? Oh, yes, that's right. It was 16 days after 9/11, and we witnessed one of the greatest one-day stock market crashes in U.S. history. Up to that time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 684 points, and that was a record at that time that stood for precisely, you ready for this? 7 years until the end of the next Shemitah cycle, which just so happened to be 2008. September 1st, 2001, 2008. In September of 2008, on the 29th of September, once again, corresponding with Elul 29, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 777 points. Again, making an all-time record. And many across the board felt this was extremely significant because of the numerical equation that dropped on this time frame that was on a Shemitah cycle. And watch this, it dropped 777 points. Guys, if you know the Bible and you know numerical numbers, biblical numbers, the number seven is the number of completion, and it fell 777 on the seventh year on this cycle of the Shemitah cycle. Now, we fast forward from 2008, we go to what? 2015. Now, what's interesting, the stock market was actually closed on Elul 29, just like it will be this year. But it fell on, because it fell on Sunday, September 13, 2015. But what we did witness was a financial shaking between the months of August and September of that very year, which so happened to be in the 40 days of Elul, or the 40 days of Teshuvah. Now, if we go from 2015 and we fast forward, what is it? 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. That puts us to our next danger zone, which is, again, let me pull this up because I want to make sure you see this. That's why I said we need to watch between September 23rd and September 27th of this month, because this seven-year Shemitah cycle comes to that climax during this time frame. Now, I want to show you what's already happening, present tense, for the next 10 minutes that I think is extremely interesting in light of the information that I just shared with you on today's program. Look at some of these headlines. Quote, 50% of employers expect job cuts. And here's how to prepare for a potential layoff. Again, companies such as Best Buy, Ford Motor Company, HBO Max, Peloton, Shopify, Remax, Walmart, Wayfair are among the large firms that have already announced layoffs in recent weeks. 50% of firms anticipate a reduction in overall headcount in the next 6 to 12 months. Here we go again. If you've been paying attention, you've been hearing this 6 to 12 month mark. We have this triple dip El Nino, 6 to 12 month mark. We need to watch this. Now we're hearing food supplies, food shortages, famines, 6 to 12 months range. Now we're getting, they're expecting extreme layoffs and reduction in the next, 6 to 12 months. There are some steps workers worried about job cuts can do to prepare, according to employment and financial experts. Again, this is an article from CNBC. If you may want to go check that out. On a side note, let me give you some more. Quote, recession or depression. The number of Americans taking out loans just to buy groceries has doubled this year. This was an article by naturalnews.com. Recession, or is it something greater? Again, quote, the number of Americans taking out loans just to buy groceries has doubled this year. Have you noticed this? I'm sure you have. Look at these headlines. Quote, I expect a tsunami of shutoffs. A new report indicates that 20 million American households now cannot even afford to pay their utility bills on time. And they are expecting shutoffs on an unprecedented level in the next few months. Quote, millions of Americans face eviction in coming months. Insiders are dumping stocks at the fastest pace in months. These are actual headlines, guys, from all over different sources, Bed Bath & Beyond. In fact, listen, insiders are dumping stocks at the fastest pace in months. One of these insiders and one of these CFOs of Bed Bath & Beyond recently committed suicide at the age of 52. We reported on that recently. Let me give you another headline here. Quote, only 36% of parents say they will even be able to pay for everything their kids need this school year. Only 36% say that they're able to buy all the supplies that they need. This was according to a recent survey. This is according to Morning Consult's annual back-to-school shopping report. This is a drastic downfall sharply from 52% last year. This was an inflation was lower and stimulus checks plus advanced child tax credit payments still helps some families. Then we go to Europe. We go to Russia. We go to Ukraine. Putin is threatening. Did y'all see this? Putin is threatening to let Europe freeze over this winter, raising the risk of energy rationing. And because of that, JP Morgan, the Deutsche Bank, and other major European banks are turning off hot water, stopping fountains, and preparing diesel generators as Russia chokes the energy supply. Let me give you a little bit more information on that. Again, big banks in Europe are preparing for an energy crisis as Russia tightens the gas taps. JP Morgan, one of those, may use diesel generators, while other big, large banks may result to turning off fountains and hot water altogether. They said that they could close its gym and other office floors if the situation worsens. Now, again, this comes as Russia is threatening to cut off their energy consumption and gas supply to the continent. The Kremlin shut off its natural gas flow to Europe via the key Nord Stream 1 pipeline last week and said it would not reopen it until the West lifts sanctions against Moscow put in place after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Now, this is no doubt going to put tension on the Biden administration. So it's going to be interesting to see how they respond to this. But again, what am I talking about? I'm talking about, listen, we're weeks away until the climax of this Shemitah cycle. Until this 7-year Shemitah cycle comes to a climax. We're weeks away from this. And we're already seeing some crazy stuff happening financially, economically. The government is telling us that the unemployment rate only went up 3.7%. However, other analysts say that it is much higher than this. In fact, one analyst says it's more or less 17% at this point. One out of every 5 home sellers in the U.S. dropped their asking price last month. This is more evidence that home prices are beginning to decline rapidly in a downward direction. Sales of previously owned homes were about 20% lower in July than they were last July. One recent survey found that 3.8 million Americans believe that they could be evicted from their homes within the next 2 months. That's a lot of people, guys. Just the reports are just coming in. And again, I'm simply telling you, friends, that the Lord said in the New Testament that perilous times would come in the last days, and we're seeing it. So again, you say, well, how do we prepare for this? You do what you got to do in the natural. Do what you got to do in the natural, financially, conventionally. Common sense, do what you got to do. If you got to move some money around I can't tell you what to do, and I'm not going to do that. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. You got to be in prayer. You got to be in His presence. And I believe as you do that, He's going to reveal to you and He's going to show you. A lot of this is just wisdom on what to do and how to prepare for this. But will something happen? I don't know. I'm telling you that we are coming to this 7-year cycle, this 7-year pattern, the climax of this. We're coming to the end of this Shemitah cycle. It's the end of one cycle and it's the beginning of another cycle. So we need to be prepared for that. We need to be observant of that. And we need to know what's coming down the pike so that we're not caught off guard. So again, we wanted to get you up to date on what's going on. I hope that you've, listen, if you enjoy segments like this and information like this, and you'd like to be informed of more podcasts and more headlines and more articles and even equipping messages such as this, again, you can keep up with our ministries by subscribing to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Download our free app. It's free and it's available on Apple and Android to be notified of every single headline and every podcast that we will deliver to you. Again, if you're watching by YouTube or Rumble, don't forget to hit that like button and that subscribe. Why do I need to do that? Because that's what gets us more visibility and gets our material out there. So we'd appreciate if you would do that. Listen, if you'd like to support our ministry and if it's a blessing to you and your family, we want to encourage you. You can do that 2 different ways. You can give electronically through the app. And that's the easiest way to do that at the bottom by hitting the donate button, or you can go electronically and go to the main website and do that. Or you can give by check or money order, and that is at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia 30653. 5:5. And I want to leave you with this, guys. Again, listen, you know, we were in prayer meeting last night, and I said, listen, no matter what comes down the pike, God is still on the throne. He who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills is still on the throne. He who said the earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord's is still on the throne. Come on. He who said that the silver and gold is his, says the Lord, is still on the throne. He which was, which is, and which is to come, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the Alpha and the Omega, meaning he knew what was coming. He's already been prepared for it. God is not shaken nor moved off of his throne. And my friends, if God is not nervous and everything is happening according to his watch, on his watch and his plan, and is according to his sovereign will, then friends, as sons and daughters of the Most High, we are not to fret nor worry, because we know that, come on, Paul said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. So these are not the darkest days ahead. These are the most glorious days, because we are found in him. And he said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Listen, guys, God bless you. Thank you for coming on today's broadcast. Again, until we see you again tomorrow, I pray the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.